Thank you, choir. Manna from heaven, that would be the word of the Lord. Today we continue with our series that we started back in early January, Staying Fit in Challenging Times. And they are challenging times, and we do need to stay fit. Today we're talking about know the source of your strength. And we do have a responsive reading. It's on the pink sheet on the flip side from the sermon notes. So let's get the sheet out and let's stand together. And these are all on the topic. These are from New Testament. And I'll read what's in the light print. I'll ask you to read what's in the dark print. And then I'll join you on that last verse. May the Lord bless to our ears and to our hearts the reading of His Word. Shall we pray? Father, we do thank You this morning for manna from heaven, and we need that manna to sustain us from day to day. We need to continually be walking in Your Word and focusing on Your truth. And we pray this morning, Lord, as Your people, that You will be strengthening us continually, day by day, by the fact that we do stay in Your Word and we do walk in Your Word. We cannot do this journey alone, and we cannot do what is required on our own. So we pray for Your guidance, Lord. We pray for Your strength individually to meet the challenges that we face day by day. And as a church body, as we seek to do Your will and reveal Christ to this community. So, Lord, we pray this morning, teach us the source of our strength, that we may know where our strength comes from, and that we may then be equipped to do what You are asking us to do in this vital hour. We see many negative conditions around us, but You have called us for such a time, and You will equip us, and You will strengthen us, and You will use us for Your honor and Your glory. Now take Your word and use it as a blessing in our hearts and in our minds. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. If you are among those who like to do the notes and all of that, now would be the time to get it out. We have quite a few blanks, but only 2 points to cover there. Many years ago, the psalmist wrote, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And then in Exodus, in the song of Moses, it says this, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise Him. My Father's God, and I will exalt Him. And I know that every single one of us realizes that we've got to have strength to be able to go on. We've got to have physical strength just to be able to do the tasks and the things that we do each day. And also, we've got to have spiritual strength. Physical strength comes, I guess, from a combination of things. It comes from having the right food intake. It comes from getting enough rest and getting enough exercise and staying basically healthy. But we must continue to eat, because when we don't eat, our strength begins to fail. And spiritually, we've got to have regular doses of the Word of God. And we've got to be living our lives every day in a conscious and intentional reliance upon the Lord. This is something that the Lord taught me a long time ago. And I can't say that I practice it perfectly, but I do try to practice it every single day. And not to undertake anything except with the help of the Lord. Even the simplest things that we say to ourselves, why, that's a no-brainer. I could do that with my eyes closed. Don't be deceived, because there are a lot of traps out there and there are a lot of pitfalls and things out there that the enemy perhaps has laid for us that we know nothing about. And what we believe to be incredibly simple, and as we would say in our jargon, a piece of cake, can very quickly turn into a nightmare and can very quickly get out of hand And while on one moment we can confidently be saying, oh, this is a piece of cake, I'll take care of this in no time, indeed, a little further down the road, we may be saying to ourselves, Lord, or to the Lord, Lord, help me, Lord, save me, or to ourselves, how foolish I have been. And as foolish, as fallen human beings, we do engage, it seems to me, a lot of times, all of us, because we're in this frail flesh. And so instead of relying upon the Lord for things, we do two other things which are at opposite poles from each other. On the one hand, we just plunge right into things without a second thought, without praying, without asking the Lord about it, because we feel like we can do it. You know, we're equipped to do it, and we feel like we can do it, so we just plunge ahead, and a lot of times don't even seek the Lord's help or the Lord's guidance. But then, at the other end, when the Lord says, I want you to do this, we say, oh, I couldn't. I'm not equipped to do that. I'm not strong enough to do that. So we go from this self-confidence on the one hand to this total helplessness on the other hand. And knowing the source of our strength will cure both of these maladies. Because if we know what the source of our strength is, and we understand the importance of consciously relying on that source of strength all the time in every situation, it will keep us on the one hand from saying, oh, I can do that, and relying on ourselves, and it will also keep us from saying, oh, I don't think I could do that. Now, the Bible is full of people who said, I don't think I could do that, but then the Lord equipped them, and they went on to do mighty things for Him. Think of Moses. Remember Moses over there in Exodus chapter 3? Oh, Lord, I don't think I could do that. I already tried once, and I failed, and I'm in exile, and I'm not wanted in that country, and I've been out of the social spotlight now for 40 years. I can't even talk right anymore. I don't think I could go back and lead your people out. And the Lord kept defeating argument after argument until finally He said, just go. Just go. I'll fill your mouth. I'll tell you what to say. And we know the rest of the story. And the Lord did bring His people out, didn't He? By a mighty hand. And then there's Gideon, who is appeared to by an angel who calls him a mighty man of valor. And he's down there hiding from the enemy. And he's doing a little winnowing of his grain down at the wine press, which that tickles me, because that's the place where you winnow is up on the hill, but the wine press is down at the bottom of the hill. But he's down there because he's trying to hide it from the enemy. But anyway, he says, hey, I'm the least significant one in my family, and my family is the least significant family in our tribe, and our tribe is the least significant tribe in all of Israel. And yet the Lord said, go in this courage that I give you. Go and do what I tell you to do. And that story of Gideon is also one of the great classics. And we could go on. Jeremiah says, Lord, I'm just a child, you know. I'm just, and the Lord says, don't say I'm a child. I will be with you. I will strengthen you. I will tell you what to say. I will give you the words. You just worry about obeying me, and I'll take care of the rest. And do you know, Jeremiah never reached the point where he was self-confident. Jeremiah never reached the point. In fact, sometimes you get the idea that it really never really got a lot easier for Jeremiah. And even after a long time, he had to still rely on the Lord. But that's a good thing. He had to rely on the Lord for the courage that he needed to say the kinds of things that the Lord was asking him to say to a people that were rebellious, that he knew wouldn't accept it, that he knew wouldn't receive it, and who on more than one occasion, you know, did things against him, like burying him one time in a mud pit up to his neck. And only the kindness of a friend rescued him from it. Are you ready to go through stuff like that? I mean, I hear people, especially people my age all the time, they say, you know, I've heard people say this, you know, it's probably better we don't know in advance some of the things that are going to happen to us. Because if we did, you know, we'd be living in fear all the time. But we don't know. But the one thing that I do know is that the Lord already knows ahead of time what it is we're going to be going through, and that He will have the strength and the help there for us. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
And He will. And He will. Now, I've got a lot of supporting scripture. If you go on our webpage, www.sncc.net, you can get all the supporting scriptures to what we're talking about this morning. But listen to what the Apostle Paul says. Now, here's a man who's been through what? Shipwrecks, prison, beatings, stonings, riots, every single thing that you can imagine. And late in his life, writing from jail, he says, I can do, the King James is still my favorite, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And I still love it even more in the Greek, because the literal translation is, I am strong for all through the Christ who enables me. And so, even at this stage in his ministry, being a veteran minister of the gospel and having faced all kinds of hazards and perils, but also the Lord having worked through him doing many miraculous signs and wonders and healings and all kinds of things, he is still relying on the Lord, because he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So there's nothing God has called us to do that we can't face in his strength. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 2:14, but thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. He says in Romans 8, and we know this passage well, what then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? And further down he says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? And just a couple sentences later, he says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And so I think that the point here of these scriptures is that if we know the source of our strength, then we will realize that whatever it is that we're going through, whatever it is that we're facing, or whatever it is we've been called to do that we feel a little fearful about, the Lord is going to give us the strength to do it. Now, on the other hand, we must acknowledge that on our own, we're not all that great. No matter how much education we've had, no matter how much training we've had, no matter how much natural intelligence we have, we are not equal to a lot of situations, even though we think we are. And the Lord is always smarter than we are. And it is by relying on Him, then, that we get the guidance that we need. So let's not be overconfident either, and let's understand exactly what Jesus says. Now, He's talking to His disciples just a couple of hours, maybe, before He's arrested and led away. And He says, I am the vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, and every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Have you ever seen a branch bear fruit that wasn't connected to the trunk of the tree? And that's exactly how able we are to do anything, or at least do it the Lord's way and do it the right way, without being connected to Him and depending on His strength to enable us. He says, I am the vine. You are the branches. Jesus is the vine. The vine is the one with the roots. The vine is the one with the life flowing through it, and then from the vine, then the life flows into the branches, and therefore then the branches are able to bear fruit. But the branches have only the life that they receive from the vine, and they only receive that life as long as they stay connected to the vine. As soon as you cut the branch off, it is cut off from its life source, its strength source, and it will wither and dry up. And Jesus says they take them and they make bonfires with them. They roast marshmallows with them. And that's exactly how capable we are, any of us, regardless of our education level or training or intelligence or anything else. That's how capable we are outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we must rely on Him. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man, that would be anybody. When it says it that way, it means a person. Remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Then he says, apart from me, you can do, what's the next word? Nothing. And that is something that we need to be very, very aware of. In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, Solomon wrote this, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. That means know the source of your strength. Realize that you must have that strength, that you are not able to do it on your own. Now, I know this is pretty basic stuff, but the problem is that we don't really practice it as we should. And if we do practice it as we should, we will never be missing the strength that we need when the time comes. Because we will not be saying, I can do this on my own, but neither will we be saying, there is no possible way I can do that, deal with that, go through that, because we will know that the Lord is our strength in every situation. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. How important is it to know the source of our strength? Well, it's extremely important because there's a story in the Bible which we shared in Awana a few weeks ago, and it's about a man named Samson. And Samson was a Nazarite unto the Lord from the womb, from the very time that he was born. And no razor was ever to come on his head. And you read that as he dwelt in the camp as a young man, I don't know if this was a military training camp or what it was, but it was a camp outside of the little town where he was raised. It says the Spirit of the Lord began to stir in him as a young man. And then the first actual manifestation of this we see is when he's on his way to a neighboring town one day and a young lion just jumps out at him and wants to take him down. And it says the Spirit of the Lord came on him. See, he wasn't that strong within himself. The Spirit of the Lord came on him. And he was able to take that lion and just grab one jaw here and one jaw here and just literally rip it into two and toss its carcass down into the ditch. He comes by weeks later, and the honeybees have built a honeycomb up inside the carcass, which by now is hollow, and he reaches in there with his stick, and he's eating honey and gives his mom and dad some, and they have no idea where it's come from. Another time, we read where he had been bound with new ropes so that he could be delivered to the Philistines, because the Philistines had come against this town, and they said, if you don't turn Samson over to us, we're going to burn your town down. So they went out and said, Samson, please give yourself up, because if you don't, we're all dead. He said, you just promise you won't hurt me yourselves. They said, we won't hurt you, but we will turn you over to the Philistines. He said, no problem. He said, just bind me with some brand new rope. So they did. And as soon as the Philistines charged toward him, it says again, the Spirit of the Lord came on him. The ropes just literally just like melted away off of his body. The first thing he saw was the jawbone of a donkey, and he grabbed it and with it slew 1,000 Philistines. Another time he got up in the middle of the night when there were people laying in wait for him to get him in the morning. Takes the city gates, and if you've seen the pictures of those cities, you know how big those gates was. And took them from Ashkelon and put them on a hill near Hebron. I looked at my Bible atlas a few weeks ago and I couldn't believe it. Hebron is almost 50 miles from Ashkelon. Well, we know the rest of that story, don't we? He got messed up with a Philistine woman called Delilah, and he couldn't leave her alone. And so the Philistine said, you just find out what his secret is, and we'll make you a rich lady. She said, you got a deal. So she kept asking day after day what the secret of his strength was. And he kept fooling around with her. Well, if you do this, or if you do that. And every time she would do it. And then she'd say, Samson, the Philistines are on you. And he would be able to escape. The next to the last time, he said, if you take the 7 locks of my hair and weave them into the loom, then I'll be weak like any other man. And when they came to get him, He woke up and he realized he was hooked to the loom, so he just took the whole loom, which I think probably weighed about as much as a piano, and just got on out there with the whole thing. But you see, he kept fooling around, and finally, he couldn't take it anymore, and finally he opened her heart to her, and he said, I'm a Nazarite. I'm separated to God, and the sign of that is my hair. And if you shave my head, I will become weak like any other man. And she said to the Philistines, you just come back one more time because I can tell that he's told me all the truth. And when she said, Samson, wake up, the Philistines are upon you. The scripture says he thought to himself, I will shake myself and I will get out as at other times. And then one of the saddest sentences in scripture, he wist not. That's an old English word for he did not know. He did not realize that the Spirit of the Lord had left him. There's a lesson. We get all hung up on the exploits he did. The real lesson of Samson is knowing the source of your strength and not being willing to negotiate the source of your strength, because it's a spatial thing between you and your Lord. And you are not strong in yourself. And the strength that you have as a believer or as a Christian is the strength that comes to you from the Lord every day. But we get where we take it for granted. And Samson got where he took it for granted. And he actually thought, even though intellectually he knew, and would say to her, it's my hair. If you shave my hair, I'll be weak like any other man. Even though intellectually he knew it, yet intuitively inside, he thought to himself, I can still get away like other times. And they took him and they bound him and they gouged his eyes out and they put him in a dank place, walking in circles, grinding the grinding stone. They usually would have either slaves or an animal do that. And so, all because he sacrificed the source of his strength. I remember reading a book years ago written by a pastor who had been pretty successful, and they had a congregation of several hundred. And, you know, I mean, it wasn't a mega church, but it was a good church, and it had been prospering for years, and he had been in the ministry for years. And he said he never realized how important his mother's prayer ministry was, because she spent 5 hours a day in prayer for him. And he said when she died suddenly and unexpectedly, he stood in the pulpit the next Sunday and literally no words would come out. And only then did he realize that what had been propping him up all these years was the prayers of his mother. We need to know the source of our strength. We need to know on the one hand that it's there for us. And we need to know on the other hand that we cannot function without the empowerment that the Lord gives. And if we're going to be fit, that's what we've been talking about for the last several weeks. If we're going to be fit the way the Lord wants us to be fit, then we've got to know that. We've got to know the source of our strength. We've got to know that our strength comes, where does it come from? From the Lord. And whether it's for today's menial task that we've done 1,000 times, we still need the Lord's help for that. We still need to bathe it in prayer. We still need to rely on Him. How many of you have gone up or down a flight of steps 1,000 times and then one day you stumbled and fell down the steps? Has that happened to anybody? Because we took our eyes off, we lost our focus, and we forgot, you know, I need to beware, I need to watch. Those are the types of things that relying on the Lord daily will keep us from. And it will keep us from being self-confident and overconfident on the one hand, and it will keep us from despairing on the other hand, or worrying, or saying, I could never do that. Shall we pray? Father, we come to you today, and we know and we realize, really, we know, at least intellectually, we know how weak we are. And yet sometimes we just think we're all that and we can do it. Lord, I pray today that you will help us not to do that. I pray that you will keep us, your people, spiritually fit in these challenging times. I pray that we will not lose hope. I pray that we will not be discouraged or despondent or disappointed when certain things happen. I just pray that by your strength, we will be strengthened, Lord, for whatever it is that we have to face and whatever it is we have to deal with, because you've promised it and you said, I'll be there with you. And I remember the Apostle Paul who said things were so bad at one point that we didn't even know if we were going to survive, but he said that was so that instead of relying on ourselves, we would be relying on the Lord who raises the dead. And so, Lord, whatever we're dealing with today, whatever we're going through, give us the ability to trust you. Give us the ability to rely on you and to realize that your strength is there for us and that you will get us through it. And then also, Lord, keep us from the overconfidence that says, I can do this. This is easy. Let us put all things to you and seek your guidance in all things in our lives. Use us for your glory. Use us for your purposes. And cover us daily with your protection and your strength. These things we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.